Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Well, the Buffalo Bills will be without their top receiving threat this year. Stephon Diggs traded to the Houston Texans yesterday. The Bills acquired the Texans' second-round pick in the 2025 draft, a pick that was acquired by Houston from Minnesota, actually. Houston also acquired Buffalo's sixth-round pick in this year's draft and a fifth-rounder in 2025. News from college basketball, LSU star Angel Reese formally declared for the WNBA draft less than 2 days after her team saw its season come to an end with a loss to Iowa in the Elite Eight of the women's NCAA tournament. Reese made her announcement via photo shot with Vogue, as a matter of fact. Taking a look at baseball, the Yankees beat Arizona 6-5, Houston over Toronto 8-0. The Detroit Tigers Mets game postponed due to rain. They'll try for a doubleheader today in New York City.
The WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University. At Canisius University, Griffs know there is no progress without action. Moved by compassion and courage, they look at the world and say, "We can do better," and then do it. Canisius University, where leaders are made.
It's WBFO. A patient at the Buffalo Psychiatric Center is awaiting arraignment following the stabbing of three staff members at the facility. Buffalo police say 34-year-old Calvin Haskins is accused of using a knife to attack the staff members who were then taken to ECMC for treatment. Charges include first-degree assault and fourth-degree criminal possession of a weapon. A Buffalo City court judge will be busy in the coming months working through a backlog of nearly 700 cases of lead safety violations. The new initiative will find Administrative Judge Philip Dabney spending 2 days a week exclusively on lead cases. Dabney plans to be proactive in requiring landlords and other violators to answer to charges.
It is not going to the principal's office, so to speak, but it's going to the resource office, addressing some of the concerns that that have been cited, and then providing measures and working towards a work plan in resolving those matters.
The Erie County Legislature will decide on two lead prevention resolutions, one of which would remediate lead hazards in rental units in 14 zip codes. That would be funded by a state grant. According to Erie County Commissioner of Health, Dr. Gail Burstein, a special section of city court will address lead safety violations.
This court's existence and operation will make it very clear to these landlords and property owners that they have responsibilities to maintain safe living spaces for Erie County residents.
Administrative City Court Judge Philip Dabney will hear lead violation cases 2 days a week beginning this month as he works through a backlog of 685 cases, some of which are 5 years old. According to Burstein, 85% of child lead poisoning cases in Erie County come out of the city of Buffalo. Two authors will offer perspective on the past, present, and future of the Kensington Expressway tonight. The local advocacy group that has been raising concerns over the makeover of the highway, the Eastside Parkways Coalition, will host the event at the Meriwether Library from 6 until 7:30. The talk from Dr. Jennifer Roberts is entitled "From Negro Removal to Non-Highway Removal, Understanding How Environmental Racism Continues to Shape Buffalo." Historian Ryan Reft will often discuss his work, "Justice in the Interstates, the Racist Truth About Urban Highways." And flags in Chautauqua County will be flown at half-staff to honor former county legislator Frank Gould, who passed away this week. Gould spent 12 years as a member of the Harmony Town Board before being elected to the Chautauqua County Legislature in 1999. And plans are in place at the Outer Harbor for Monday's arrival of the solar eclipse. Total Eclipse in the 716 is a free event that does require an online reservation for each person who plans to attend. Organizers say live music, food trucks, and child-focused activities are planned to start around 1 p.m. with gates opening at 10 in the morning. This is WBFO.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.